Now, when I was thinking about what to do on Mother's Day with Andy being out today, you know, we thought about having her kids call in and talk to her. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. But, like, she's not here today.
Yeah.
So I thought, and we all talked about it, how neat it would be for me to write a letter to my wife, Emily, who is going to become a mom in August. She's currently 27 weeks pregnant, actually 28 today.
Wow.
With our first child, our daughter, McKinley. So I've written a letter, and I'm going to read it on the radio.
I can see you're already getting teary-eyed.
You're already choking up.
I am so weak. All right. Here we go. All right. I'm going to make sure she's listening. I can't do this again. Dear Emily, since I was a little boy, I had all the big dreams every kid has. I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be the president of the United States. I wanted to be the chief brick engineer at Legoland. None of those ended up sticking with me. But I've always had one dream that never left. I've always wanted to be a dad. Growing up, looking up to my father, I knew I always wanted to be just like him in so many ways. But the most important way, I wanted to love children the way he loved me and my sister growing up and how he continues to love us today. I've always wanted to be a dad since I can remember, and now I cannot believe that I get to be a dad next to my best friend who gets to become a mom. When you told me that you were pregnant, a rush of joy rushed over me, very selfishly. I finally get to become a dad, I thought. And then I looked at you and thought, and this amazing woman gets to be our baby's mom. Luckiest baby ever. I'm in all of your strength during this pregnancy. You have difficult days, as so many pregnant women have, but you never let it bother you for more than a second because you know that your body is doing amazing things to bring life into this world. In this past year, we've gotten married. We moved across the country. We both started new jobs. We bought a house. We got pregnant, and now we're planning on bringing a baby into the world. But of all the craziness that has happened, you might think I'm the most nervous about becoming a dad. But in reality, in the words of Brett Young, look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. This baby will be so perfect because she has you as a mom. You're going to be the most amazing mother in the world, and I cannot wait to be on this journey with you today, tomorrow, and forever. Love, Jeffrey.
Wow. Nice job, bro.
Wow.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was really good. And then...
not a dry eye in the room.
Is someone cutting onions? What is happening?
So.
Did Primos come in again and bring sandwiches and onions?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It really is awesome. I have my whole family in town this weekend, including my sister and brother-in-law, who haven't had a chance to come up and see us yet since they brought another baby into the world.
Yeah.
My parents are in town.
Yeah. I have a letter to Emily, too.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Dear Emily, ditto.
Wait, that's so funny. I wrote one down, too.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Dear Emily, what Donnie said.
Mornings and the Andy Summers Show.
Turn it up. On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.